If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out today at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. We are joined in the studio for the third hour by Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling head coach. Mark, welcome. We last saw
the grappler.
We last saw you in July at the hotel.
I like the grappler.
The grappler.
Can we do two? Can we be the mangler and the grappler?
Yeah.
And the silver fox.
How much you weighing these days? How much you weighing?
Yeah. What are you at right now? 175?
Yeah, about the same I was in
175.
Ripped
25
up.
Years ago.
I'm just thinking
up.
If
Twisted
I had to go, steel. If I had to go, if we had Twisted to duel, steel. Me and you, yeah. I'd have to cut some weight.
Do you
I'd
have
to
like
cut the... 10? I'd have to get. Could you come up a little bit?
No, I don't want to come up.
You don't.
He's like, he's where he's at.
So I got to get down. Okay.
Do you have like a barbed wire tattoo around your bicep? Because that would be so
come
sweet.
Come on, let's see it.
I mean,
show
I bet he. Do you have one? I bet
no,
he does.
I didn't have big guns. I never had big guns. I wish I could take my calves and have an operation. Put my calves on my.
That would be
my
incredible.
Bicep. Have a calf operation.
A calf operation. This is something new.
I know a guy who did that. A rich guy. I have a rich friend who got. He enlarged his calves.
Weirdest
thing.
Weird thing.
Weirdest thing.
I've never heard of that.
He can have mine.
Do that. Yeah.
Well,
the rich you do it to your butt too. You can have butt implants. That's normal. Yeah.
I think
that's wild. Man, Mangler's here.
He's all here. Of a sudden, Jake's got a huge
I'm
booty.
Like, what's happening here? Yeah, butt implants made the show somehow today.
Yeah, the Mangler's here.
Yes,
yeah.
And you've got a heck of a squad here, Mark. You guys you play tomorrow night against Army. You have Army in town tomorrow night.
Went with play again.
I'm sorry. Played. I fixed
it. You're
going
to play
Army's
Iowa.
In town.
We're going to play Army.
He's all right.
We're going to play Iowa. We're going to play.
I can't fix my mistake. Army's in town tomorrow. You guys are ranked second in the country. Come off a second-ranked finish last year at the tournament. I mean, you guys are on a heater. You're on a heater right now.
We're on a heater, and we just have a really committed team, committed guys, and really good leadership from, Brock Hardy and Antrell Taylor, who was a national champ last year. Silas Allred, couple-time All-American, Big Ten champ. He's a tremendous leader. So, got the right pieces and keeping it going.
This is your – so tomorrow at 6 p.m. you will have your first duel of the year. You come off of a first-place finish in a tournament at Navy.
Yeah.
How'd that go other than first place?
Really well. It went really well. It was tough travel,
Was it?
Government shut down. We had a 3.5-hour. We should have got out there on Saturday, in time to watch the whole football game, and we got about the last quarter. So,
is that right?
3.5-hour delay. It's tough on our guys. We're in a weight-cutting sport. So, it's not like, hey, you're, eat and drink whatever you want along the way. Mm-hmm. So, we got out there late and then up early the next morning, Get over to the academy. There's some, you got to get into that place. It's a little bit.
How many champions did you have? How many champions did
we
you
had
have?
Five. We had five champions out of 10 weights. So
Antrell Taylor, Brock Hardy, who else?
Silas Allred, Christopher Mento.
Okay.
Who was an All-American last year as a freshman, and then a redshirt freshman, L.J. Arugio.
So, you had some young guys.
Yes.
In addition to your veterans. First-place finish. So you're off to a good start.
Off to a good start, yep.
Tell us about that weight-cutting sport, because that's not normal. I've never went into a game, we're getting ready to play. Yeah. I'm coaching at LSU, we're getting ready to play Auburn. Hey, remember, you got to lose 10 pounds before you can get out there. Tell us about what that's like and how that works.
Yeah, your running back, can't be over 200.
Yeah.
Your linebacker can't be more than 225. I mean, it takes a lot of discipline, in wrestling, it's one-on-one combat. There's a lot of anxiety, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're 1-1, it's a little bit like UFC. It's probably the highest anxiety sport, So it's your mind. You know, what are you thinking? And going out to compete, you have to be, you have to have some competitive juices. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get taken out behind the woodshed, you know? So, you know, therein lies how competitive you are is how disciplined you are during the week, because you can run out of juice, you know, man, he's out of shape. Well, it's not his shape. It's weight cut. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy gets tired late, you know, cuts his weight wrong. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our guys, we have a system, and our guys are really, really good about, you know, our guys' weight were really good like yesterday. So we have a certain percentage they have to make during the week, and then, you know, come weigh in. It's not too much, but they just have to stay within that system, and then they're in good shape. But
wow, that'd be hard.
Yeah, it is. And you know, for 5.5 months, you know, we have a long season, November to March. So it's, you know, just takes a big commitment from our guys.
Tomorrow, Bud Crawford will lead you out. Is that right?
Yeah, we have, Steve, that's, we have awesome, an amazing day. We have we have 70-some alumni coming.
Oh, you do?
We have a coaches clinic. 240 coaches come to our coaches clinic starting tomorrow morning. And then we have, you know, 70 alumni. And then we brought back a lot of the national champions. Bill Shearer from the 80s. Jim and Bill Shearer were both national champions. Sure. Probably really never been recognized how they should.
They have not been recognized as they should. Agreed.
They're amazing people. You know, Bill and Jim are both on the Olympic team. Bill was a bronze medalist. He was a world champion in 1986.
Yeah. They're coming back.
You know, Jordan Burroughs, Jason Kelber, Tommy Thompson, Jason Powell. All these guys are coming back.
Yeah. Is there a Veering coming back?
He can't make it. Brad couldn't make it. He would love to be here, but, all those guys are all going to come back, and we're going to unveil Ridge Lovett and Antrell Taylor being national champion, their banners up in the, in the Bob Devaney Center.
Whoa.
The Bob.
That's going to happen
tomorrow
before the match.
Yep. Tomorrow. Whoa. And we're going to honor those former national champions, and then honor Antrell and Ridge Lovett. So that's going to display their banners. That's going to be really cool. Whoa. And Bud's going to be there. And shoot, I know I got text. Larry, the cable guy's going to be there.
Larry.
Governor's probably going to be there.
Okay. Dylan will be there. Wait a second.
Yeah, hang on.
Crawford, Governor, Larry the cable guy.
Yep.
The trifecta there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's a good sign your program's killing it right now.
Governor Pillen, if you're listening, bring some sort of pig product. Bring some bacon or something for the guys to have after the match.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Protein.
Absolutely. You like,
yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
What if slab of bacon?
Yeah, slab. Imagine all of a sudden everybody leaves and everybody gets a slab of bacon on the way out the door.
Thanks for coming.
Guys, grab a couple of bacons on the way out the door. Governor Pillen brought them in.
Yeah. Number two in the country. You're number two in the country. How is it with a target on your back right now? How do you feel?
Yeah, we're just trying to be the hunter rather than being hunted.
You're kind of the hunted, though. Mm.
Yeah, we're hunted, but, you know, Army came in. They came in yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah, so they're already here. They're ranked 24th in the nation. They have 7 out of the 10 guys qualified for the NCAA tournament last year. So these guys are they're coming to, you know, they're bringing the fight. So it's good. That's what we're ready for.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
With the clinic. Okay, when you go to a clinic for football, you have guys talk.
Yeah,
it's offense, defense, special teams, third down defenses. Is it broken up and seem like, hey, this guy's going to talk about takedowns.
Yeah,
this guy's going to talk about this version. Hey, I'm riding or I'm on
top
bottom, and so you have a specialist that's speaking on escape moves, takedown moves, different things that different counters of what's going. Is that how it's set up?
Yeah. We have a coach's round table where they can ask us different as our whole staff ask different questions of, you know, maybe how to handle assistance or whatever. A lot of questions they have of how to, you know, run their club practice or run their little kids program or their youth program. You know, that's the future of their high school team. And so, we're an open book that way. And then, Ridge Lovett is going to show some top bottom stuff, and Robert Kokish, one of my former All-Americans, 3-time All-American, 2-time Big Ten champ. He's my club coach, So Robert's going to show stuff. And
Fireman's carry? Will that be in there?
Oh, heck yeah.
Fireman's carry will be in there? Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Fireman's carry is still part of the deal. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions off our... We actually have a website, HuskerOnline.com. There's people that have questions for you. One is he would like to hear about the adjustment AJ Ferrari has made to the Nebraska wrestling room.
Yeah, we're making adjustments all the time with him.
All right.
And that means...
Meaning? Translate?
Yeah. A little maintenance. You know, it's maintenance. You know, getting him in the fold. You know, he was a national champ at Oklahoma State his freshman year. I mean, that says a lot about AJ, his ability and, you know, his competitive spirit. I mean, he can bring it, man. But his lifting, you know, he's a heavyweight now for us. And, man, pound for pound, what he does, the way he throws around is incredible. Hmm. So he had a little turf toe here for the couple months, and finally we've got some good training in the last couple weeks, and so he's ready to go tomorrow night.
Oh, he'll go tomorrow night. Nice. He didn't wrestle at Navy, did he?
No. We just thought it's better long term, you know. We have a tough national duels coming up next week.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
This format of Paycom, big money guy down in Oklahoma, started this national duels. He's promoting Oklahoma State wrestling big time.
Okay.
I mean, he's paying a lot of money.
It's a
money game, man.
You've won that four straight years, right? The duels?
No, it's a whole new thing. Okay. It started up. You're talking about like Las Vegas tournament.
Yeah,
We won that a lot, but this tournament is more a team concept, okay. Right? And it's for money.
Is it a bracket type of thing?
Bracket, 16 teams.
Okay.
You know, the top 16 teams in the country are invited. Penn State opted not to join, but the top 16 teams, we're the number 2 seed going into it.
What do you win if you win at all?
$200,000.
Okay. That's a big deal. That's
second big place, $150,000.
Okay.
Third place,
$150,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Money on the line.
Yeah.
Now, how important is that to you?
Not. I mean, really? Hey, I mean, yeah, we'd love to have it, you know, because, you know, it's Troy, and I've said, hey, athletic department gets half, and then our collective will get half.
That's what I wonder.
We win.
Yeah, I think you should get the whole thing. Yeah, that's my take. You're the ones that, yeah, that's what I think right there. Troy, if you're listening, how about we just keep that $200,000 right there in the Silver Fox's account.
There's another question from a subscriber. A wrestling fan. He said he would like to get a sense of how much rev share and NIL that you have available to build your team.
Yeah, it's we're in a very competitive, you know, Bill, being in this business, it's, you know, we're battling Penn State. You know what they have? They have a billionaire.
Yeah,
that helps.
Okay, we're battling Oklahoma State. You know what they have? Chad Richardson, Paycom.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm up.
Yeah. Billionaire.
Yeah. I mean, he's David Taylor.
So if there's
coach.
Any billionaires out there that would like to own a wrestling team,
yeah.
We've got one.
You
want to
get involved.
We got someone here. Team. We'd like someone would like to talk to you.
You know, there's a family, I won't say the names, but very popular, best probably high school wrestler ever to come out, and chose another school here recently over us.
Mm-hmm.
All about money. Yep. Three times. They're paying three times more than
we are. Is that right?
You're number two in the country, and people are outpaying you.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's insanely impressive. This is the best coaching job in college wrestling right now.
He's doing
it. Mark Manning. Mark Manning is the leader. Just make it crystal clear. He's way ahead of people that have way more money. That's hard to do.
Well, really we're just hard. Doing it with,
With what?
Trust, and we're doing with integrity. We're integrity. When we tell parents, these, you know, probably the three biggest things we tell our recruits and parents, we're very candid. We're very straightforward. I don't pressure kids. Hey, if you're going to commit next week, the following week, whatever, I just want your commitment and to know that you feel good about that. I don't pressure that. I don't pressure kids, but your three biggest questions you're going to ask yourself as a high school junior or senior. One, is there a God? Who am I going to marry? And where am I going to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are three big questions, right? Yeah. And so we try to be very candid with our guys to know, hey, they see it. We have recruits and parents like, wow, is that real? Are those guys that way every day? We're the authentic. You know, we bring the energy.
Team authentic.
Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, you get to know our guys. Our guys are just, they're very genuine. They're very, we've built a lot of trust with our guys. And so it really shows. And that's why people really, really love to watch our guys compete. And, you know, they got fire in the belly too. You know, they're competitors. You know, they're nice guys off the mat, but they're animals on the mat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
so.
It's got to be. It's great. And so we try to do that approach. And there's people out there, recruiting world, you know, lying and cheating.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So okay.
And so I'm in the midst of it. It's a nightmare.
God dang, really?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I had a call the other night. Yeah, it's part of the world right now. And you got to deal with it. You know,
you're dealing with it and you're killing it.
And we're not. You know, I don't negative recruit. So, you know, hey, if you you see it and you believe it, you know. So, yeah, it's challenging that way with college athletics right now. You know, mm-hmm. there's people out there. And if, you know, revenue share and so on, Troy's really helped us out, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, it's he's helping us out with more scholarships and so on. So. It's really good. It's good for our program, but there's people out there.
We have the number one coach in the country. We have it right here. Right here. We have the number one coach in the country.
Yeah, with that being said, Mark, I'm curious. You know, Penn State, obviously you mentioned they get a lot of money involved in the sport, a lot of, you know, help there. They've been very good for a long time. You were second last year in the country. You're second right now. The goal, obviously, I would assume, is to be first and top them. Is that possible? Put it in perspective, for those who don't watch wrestling, how good Penn State is compared to everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, so what makes them good, to understand the concept, we're the only sport in the NCAA, to be able to have what's called RTC, Nebraska Wrestling Training Center. It's how we fund to keep guys around. Well, why is that a big deal? I'll tell you. Why Penn State's Penn State? Six out of the 10 world team would be like saying, hey, I got six out of the 10 best NFL players practicing with me every day. And so recruiting, that's why they have a billionaire. That billionaire supports keeping a guy like Jordan Burroughs around. He was here 16 years, 5 as an athlete and 11. Yeah. So comes with what? Guy gets married. He has kids. Well, there's more and more expense, you know? To keep those type of guys around, well, they have six out of the 10 world team members on their campus.
And they're paying them handsomely.
Absolutely, you can.
Paying them handsomely.
And that's part of the RTC. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be the NFL or Major League Baseball or NBA, you have to be a World Olympic champion. Well, you have to train somewhere. Well, the NCAA years ago in 2012 created this, what we have, regional training center. So, we create this club and they can work out at our college with our guys and it's legal. So they've just taken it to another notch.
They have the number one.
We've always been raising money. You know what I mean? Mm. I've been raising money, you know, 250, 300 grand back in 2012. And so now it's on top of that, and NIL, it's a nightmare.
How about a wrestling telethon that we run right here from the ticket? Right, that we get landlines, people calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to us. Phones. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Shin Daddy would come down and help us manage that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been really good. We've just had some amazing donors, and they know people, and we just built our club, our regional training center. And we have five guys, you know, Caleb Smith, Rich Lovett.
Who else?
All these guys, Christian Lance, Peyton Robb, four-time All-American. Yeah. And Liam Cronin, they're all Huskers, and they all train here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go over to international competition. Actually, this weekend, they have one out in New York, the international tournament that they're wrestling in. So a number of them are wrestling in. Ridge decided to just stay here and be honored. But, yeah, so it's
a lot.
Got a lot
of irons in fire. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on.
As a head coach, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're managing more than you probably ever thought you would. Like when you came up in coaching, you couldn't have envisioned this sort of setup, right?
No. I couldn't envision what I'm dealing with now 5 years ago, Steve.
5 years.
Yeah,
just five.
Yeah, probably
it's
three.
Changed. Probably three.
The fundraising element, for sure,
it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I used to say in college football was that everything changed 4% to 6% every year, small little tweaks.
Yeah,
and then when the portal and NIL hit it one time, it changed 88% in 1 year.
In one shot.
All of a sudden, it was like, what? I mean, it was like before. It was like, okay, so we can only call them during this time. We can do this. We can actually, whatever it is, so small, so minute, little meetings before you went out in the spring, just little tweaks. Then it went 88% in one time. That's what you're talking about. Happened to you guys too.
So, yeah, you hit it on the button right there, Bill. It's, overwhelming. I'll tell you a quick story. Jordan Burroughs graduated in 2011, right?
Okay.
And 3 months later, he won a world title. One year later, he won an Olympic championship, right? Two schools in the Big Ten came after him, offered him three times more money to go to their place.
To train.
To buy him. And he stayed here, you know? He stayed here for another 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah. Stayed 11 years after he graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got five kids.
Five kids. You got to make some money now.
Yeah. It's a little.
You got to make some serious money.
Yeah.
He stayed here because he understands the concept of the people. You keep your network small around you, the people that are supporting you along the way. It's powerful.
Question from a wrestling fan, would you ever consider a duel in Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, I ran that by actually Bill Moose years ago, and there's a name for the past, right?
Yeah, Bill Moose.
Sipple talks to him weekly.
Yeah, I love Bill. He really tried to help us a lot, and we had run that past Tom Brands, the Iowa coach.
Oh, you did?
And we were all set to do it. He liked it because the Brands brothers grew up in Sheldon, Iowa.
Okay.
And they were Nebraska fans.
Oh,
right?
I just got the chills. Wow, the Brands are tough.
Yeah. And so they wrestled Oklahoma State years ago, I think like 10 years ago, and had 48,000 fans. And so I'd ran that concept by Bill, and Bill said, yeah, let's try to do it. And then, the next year came. The weather was too. You know, you got to hit the weather.
It's getting dicey in November.
Imagine, little chilly.
Imagine being out there in mid-December, got a wrestling match, guys in singlets walking around.
get the ice off the mat. And that's as soon as you could do it. I mean, you couldn't. Yeah, it almost has. Yeah, you can't do it in September.
No.
I'll tell you one thing. Coach Manning got me tickets to Iowa here 2 years ago in the Bob. That is such an electric. Man, that is something to be at that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we have we had 100 mat side season tickets. So Troy he bought us a stage to be able to wrestle on, right?
And that's what's bizarre.
There's 100 mat side season tickets, and we've expanded 140, sold out like one day. And I mean, the atmosphere, we do a pre-social concept that we started years ago, and you can come and I'll come up and talk before the match.
You will.
Yeah.
Before the match,
before the match.
The mangler is talking.
Is that a challenge for you? Just because you got to be focused on what.
Yeah.
What's ahead, right? Immediate on the horizon, right?
20 years ago, you know, no way I wouldn't want to do that. I had my game face on.
Right.
I always have my game face on. But
no,
the,
I get you.
The deal is you got to learn how to relax. And listen, it's the hay's in the barn, man.
Yeah.
You know, I trust my guys. I trust my guys that they're going to be ready. I'm not going out there. It's what we do during the week.
Just can't tell you.
That's maturity.
It's pretty electric being in that corner. I was the assistant wrestling coach at Mickle Junior High here in Lincoln when I was at Nebraska Wesleyan.
Woo.
Yeah, I had a city champion. Had a city champion. Yes, had a city champion. Had a city champion.
No, I did not know this.
So I was there. Had the two chairs there, and you're on the edge of the mat or that. It's fun.
That's big.
That was big. So we had a city champion. I was assistant coach. It was a lot of fun. We also had Dancing Bear, who was a heavyweight, and he had too long a hair.
So I
had to cut his hair with the tape scissors before one of the matches, and he hyperventilated because he loved his hair so much. So he hyperventilated, and we had to get a paper bag for him to breathe into before the match because he was so upset that we had to cut his hair.
Had to cut his hair off
with the tape scissors. I didn't cut it real straight, and that all hell broke loose.
Freak him out.
Yeah, and that was when I was the assistant coach at Mickle Junior High.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Better times.
Better times.
You had to learn wrestling.
And learn wrestling. Oh, absolutely. That's why I went to firemen. How I know this stuff.
Yeah.
The
single leg.
Single leg, double leg, all that stuff like that. Yeah.
Heck, it's just a football tackle.
Yeah.
People say, I don't understand wrestling. Yeah. Well, listen, take them down, man.
Yeah.
You got to take them down against their will.
They don't let you take them down.
No. Just like you don't let them tackle you. They're trying to run you over.
It's an explosive move like Reimer would make.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Explosive.
Explosive move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explosion.
Yeah, you got to move through them. Yeah.
Yep. Well,
it's fun.
Wow. Mangler is here.
It's been fun.
Mangler is here.
Let's do this telethon. We've got the number one coach. We got the number one coach in America. He's the number two team in the country. And there's teams paying way more, and he's still getting it done.
Yeah.
He's still getting it done.
Telethon.
A telethon. We'll do it right
here.
We have the setup. It'll be fun. We'll call in. We'll have everyone. Landlines.
Get Pillen in here.
Pillen will come in for this. Yes.
He will answer calls.
100%.
Bill will answer calls.
Just like that. I'll call Bo.
Jim's helped us a
Bo
lot.
Bo Pelini will come back.
Bo Pelini.
Bo will come back.
Yeah,
Bo would come back for this. Yeah, absolutely.
He would come back for that.
Yes.
I played golf with him in late August. Yeah. He's got to come back. Yeah.
For the telethon.
Where'd you play golf with him? In Youngstown?
No. I did a year ago. I did. I was recruiting out there. And I stayed the night with him and Mary Pat. It was great. Yeah.
Nice.
It was great.
That's awesome.
Youngstown. Wow. We ate at this awesome Italian joint.
It
was really cool.
Olive Garden?
It's always the go-to for Stiff.
Olive Garden.
It's pretty upscale. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Youngstown upscale. Interesting.
That's a little...
I got you. Well, upscale for Youngstown.
A lot of great coaches come from there. I didn't realize.
Stoops,
Mel Tucker.
Stoops Brothers.
Yeah. Well, Mel Tucker.
Stoops. They're all the Stoops are from there.
Yeah.
All the Stoops Brothers.
Yeah.
The Pelinis.
Yeah. Really.
The Cradle.
Great man. Yeah. Great guy. Yeah. Great guy.
Well.
Talk about competitive spirit, right?
Yeah, competitive spirit.
He was real, real cool, calm, and collected, right?
6 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
6 p.m.
Husker
tomorrow.
Wrestling. Coach,
yes. Go Huskers.
Thank you so much. It's Mark Manning. Appreciate you. We'll see you sometime soon. Back with more next on the Rick and the Ticket.
Whoa, man.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.